dictation for Sharon Kovacs, K-O-V-A-S in Victor, A-C-S, May 11, 45. Address as a letter to Kaylin Guidman, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up Mrs. Kovac, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in February, uses a walker, obese, notice gross hematuria for about a day, 10 days ago, no pain, no abdominal or back discomfort, no fever, no nausea, vomiting, no vaginal bleeding, no gastrointestinal bleeding, stable dyspnea, no pyrolemma tirachemaptysis, uses CPAP machine and oxygen 2 liters at night. Other review system is negative, prior hysterectomy, denies history of kidney stones or urological evaluation, blood pressure at home between 110s, 130s over 50s and 60s, receiving intravenous iron. Today was the fourth dose out of 5 under the care of Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, tongue neuropathy, feeling like worms on the lower extremity, no ulcers or claudication, medication list review, aspirin decrease from full dose down to 81. I want to highlight 2 diuretics, Bumex and chlorthalidone on beta blockers. Next paragraph. Present blood pressure 150 over 60 on the left forearm by myself. Obesity, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, obesity, no ascites tenderness, no back tenderness, 2-3 plus edema bilateral. Next paragraph, chemistry, July, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline. GFR 42, stage 3B, elevated by carbonate from diuretics. Normal sodium, potassium, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Previously documented small kidneys without obstruction. With the gross hematuria, CT scan, stone protocol will be updated. Evaluation urology for cystoscopy. Anemia stable, no EPO treatment, high bicarbonate from diuretics, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium, calcium, blood pressure at normal, iron deficiency, receiving intravenous iron, hematology, update during analysis to see if there is persistent bleeding, end of dictation.